This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. Fire mitigation works. That's what a new report on last year's Lake Christine fire says. It found that while firefighters saved homes in the El Jebel Mobile Home Park in Missouri Heights areas, mitigation played a significant role as well. So how are local communities investing to protect themselves against wildfire? Reporter Kristen Kay has been looking into this, and she joins me now. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Molly.
So what are we talking about when we say fire mitigation?
So this is a mix of required and voluntary actions that homeowners can take to make their properties safer, more resistant to wildfire. So a term you hear a lot is defensible space. That means basically creating about 5 feet around your property where you've minimized fuels or flammable stuff. That could just mean removing dry brush around your property all the way to taking down trees. Fire officials also talk about home hardening. That means using materials that are more resistant to fire, so maybe replacing that wood deck with something like Trex.
But those aren't cheap or easy home projects.
Yeah, it's expensive. There are certainly other issues. Like, say I want to mitigate, but I don't have a chainsaw or a truck to haul brush away. What do I do? Another challenge that's sort of unique to our area is second homeowners who might be coming from parts of the country that don't face wildfires. So this might all help explain why Real Fire, that's a wildfire education program in Eagle County that does mitigation assessments, they've only seen about 23 properties in Basalt work through all their recommendations since Lake Christine. The thing is, though, that mitigation can pay off not just for your house, but for your neighbors, your community as well. I spoke with Eric Lovegren. He's Eagle County's wildfire mitigation coordinator.
The return on investment for mitigation work in the preservation of property and human life is massive.
Lovegren says that's what this study of the Lake Christine area really shows. He says he drove over on the morning of July 5th after the fire just exploded the evening of the 4th, and he was shocked that more properties hadn't been lost. So he asked for the study to see why so much survived.
So mitigation works, but it requires an investment. So how are people like Lovegren encouraging homeowners to still do it?
Yeah, Lovegren is clear that this requires a lot of work from top to bottom in communities like ours, in the wildland-urban interface that are going to continue to face the threat of wildfire.
So starting at the homeowner level, we want to encourage that initial buy-in that I play a role in this. I can't expect the fire department to come and save my house if I've done nothing for them to make that possible.
And there are some creative ideas out there. Lovegren talked about two streets in the Blue Lake neighborhood close to El Jebel that are having kind of a mitigation competition, like who can have more houses on each street mitigate. But the thing is that incentivizing mitigation gets complicated. So say that you want to start a program where people can clear brush around their property and bring it to a wood chipper. Well, where is that wood chipper coming from? Who's running it? Lovegren is a department of one. There just aren't other county staff necessarily dedicated to this in Eagle County. And he says, look, community partners like our fire departments, they're already stretched pretty thin or maybe even just staffed by volunteers.
Are we looking toward more of a public investment in mitigation, something like a tax increase?
Well, other places in Colorado certainly have done this. So our high country neighbor, Summit County, has a lodging tax that goes toward mitigation. Incidentally, they have a wood chipper that will come right to your neighborhood. But it doesn't sound like Eagle County, at least, is there yet. When Lovegren presented the findings of this study to county commissioners, there were questions about how to expand programs like Real Fire without more resources. Lovegren says, look, things can be done for now, like homeowners associations doing cost shares or local ordinances being passed or grants that help communities undertake some of this work.
Those are some of the places I envision tapping into unspent resources more than, say, huge tax initiatives and buildup of public resources.
However, he said, eventually communities are going to have to do that, too. The threat of wildfire in the West is now so great.
Well, thank you, Kristen, for your reporting.
Thanks so much, Molly.
That was Kristen Kay talking about wildfire mitigation and a new report on what helped save properties during the Lake Christine fire. I'm Molly Dove. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.